Welcome back to Rural Queensland today on the Resonate Broadcast Network. A really special guest joins us now. Brett Nobbs is the stud principal and owner of NCC Brahmins, and their annual sale will be held on the 25th of October, commencing at 10:30 a.m. at Inveraya, Jaringa. 159 lots offered, 100 bulls and 59 females, and they are peas in a pod. Absolutely outstanding line, and obviously you can view the catalogue online, and there's also a huge announcement coming in for the next couple of years with a massive genetic challenge. Brett joins us this morning. Brett, good morning, and thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning, Dobbo. Always good to talk to you, and thank you for the very generous introduction.
Oh, no, mate. I just have looked at your catalogue online and obviously had a look at your bulls. Every stud principal who is in the seed stock industry wants to breed a calf or a female that can go and do a job for a producer. And if you look at your bulls, I mean, the one thing that stands is that consistency, depth, length, bone, everything that you want in a Brahmin bull is there on offer, and females. A very, very special yarding of cattle, and you must be very happy with them.
Yeah, thank you, Ben. It's I guess as most stud breeders would say, it's a labour of love. You know, I'm passionate about breeding good quality Brahmin cattle, and you know, it's devoted my life to it. And yeah, pretty excited about where our program is headed. And like you said, it's the consistency that matters, and that predictability. And we're just really starting to punch out some cattle that are so predictable and uniform that, you know, gives their clients confidence that they're going to reproduce themselves and breed how they look, I guess.
The best thing about it is, and when you look at that, you've been prominent in the livestock industry in Australia for a very long time, and you're polite about people's cattle, but you know what you're looking for. What would you like people to say about your cattle when they look at these yarding of bulls?
I think industry focused and predictable and uniform would be the summary of it.
Yep.
So I guess that's what it's all about. You know, whether it's a commercial producer at Springshaw or, you know, someone at Dalby or producing, you know, whatever. The cattle need to be uniform. They need to be predictable. Whether you're standing steers up at the Roma sale or, you know, slaughter cattle to the meatworks, you just want an even, consistent product, and that's the important part.
Yeah, it's so important, and I mean that's so important as well. This sale kicks off 10:30 a.m. Tuesday, the 25th of October. Obviously, Brahmin Week next week. It's a big week for the Brahmin industry next week, and then following this sale, which is unbelievable. You can get in contact with Brett. Obviously, go online, nccbrahmins.com.au. That sale is exceptional, and I strongly recommend everybody just to give yourself some time, have a look at the catalogue, and have a look at these cattle, and also the females that are on offer. The 59 heifers that are on offer, the females that are on offer, are just magnificent as well. So all details there. Brett, the exciting thing for me is a absolute revolutionary concept that you have brought to the Brahmin industry that will happen in 2024 called the NCC Genetic Challenge. Now, for those who don't know Brett Nobbs, you have always been at the forefront, and this is just a historic event that will be created in 2024. Can we start from the beginning about how you came about this and what actually it entails on the 23rd and 24th of August?
Yeah, Ben. I guess I've seen a few events around the world and in other industries, you know, like the horse industry with their futurities and those sorts of things. And I thought, well, why couldn't we do something similar in the cattle business and particularly the Brahmin breed? I think, you know, there's a lot goes on in our industries, and I guess with modern society, we're probably a little disconnected from, in some ways, in camaraderie and bringing people together as such. And I think I'd just like to stage an event that really brings people together and basically celebrate the Brahman breed, young people to breed Brahman cattle. And, you know, I know it's, you know, it's not all about just breeding cattle and sending them to the and make it. There's a whole lot more to it. And there's, you know, we need to inspire people to be passionate about breeding cattle and passionate about being in the beef industry. And in my case, passionate about breeding Brahman cattle. So this concept is designed to for anyone with that has anyone can enter this competition. It's basically just a show, like a horse for charity, with $200,000 in prize money spread across a wide range of classes. And to be eligible, you need to have an animal that is sired by one of my bulls or out of one of my cows. Or an actual animal that they've purchased from me with my brand on it. So it's pretty basic criteria to enter, and it's just about bringing all those genetics together and all those exhibitors and comparing with them. We'll have an international judge from the US that will be will run his eye over the cattle, and there's $50,000 prize money for the champion bull and $50,000 for the cow. And we're going to run it over 2 days, and we're having it's 90 years since the first Brahman cattle were imported from J.D. Hudson's in the US. So we're having a pretty grand sort of a gala evening the night before, where a lot of the J.D. Hudson's family members will be in attendance from the US, and basically celebrating the birth of the J.D. Hudgens Manso type cattle in Australia. And then the next day we'll have the judging, and then we'll have a pretty special finale where we'll announce the two champions. And that's what I'm really excited about. I can't reveal too much about what we're going to do, but it'll be
big regardless.
No one will ever have seen anything like it before. And I'm just hoping I can pull it off and make it all happen. But we've engaged some really cool people from all walks of life, of aerial performers from the Gold Coast, and just putting together a production that is just going to be pretty exciting and pretty spectacular. And you know, it's just about bringing people together to enjoy each other's company, enjoy the breed, be positive and passionate about the breed and the future of the breed. And the other most exciting aspect of the event is the youth program that I've introduced into it, where open to two age groups.
I love that.
There's a junior youth and a senior youth, and particularly the senior youth side of it, where the winning youth will be, we're shouting them a 5-week trip encompassing five countries. We're going to Colombia, Guatemala, Colombia, and the USA and Mexico, to the five leading Brahman operations in those five countries, and they'll host the youth winner for a week each. So I just tried to think up a program that when I was that age, what would get me excited and what would inspire me, and that's what I came up with. And I would have done anything to have that opportunity to do a trip like that at that age. So,
oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Can I just say, for everybody listening to us this morning, this is the richest cattle show in Australian history. $200,000 genetic challenge. Now, I should talk about the eligibility, because you did mention that they have to be by one of an NCC bull, or produced from an NCC dam, or branded as an NCC animal, so purchased off you. Now, there is some birth dates as well, and we should for males from the 1st of the 8th, 2021 till the 30th of the 11th, 2023. So those listening have ample time. If your calf hasn't hit the deck, or will be hitting the deck later this year, you have ample time. You can go about it a different way. And for the females, obviously, it's a little later. So it's from the 1st of the 8th, 2020 to the 30th of the 11th, 2023. So if you're in those, and we also should say they must be part of the Australian Brahman Breeders Association, they must be registered as well, these cattle as well, which yeah, I would, you know, obviously that is just a given as well. But, I mean, not only are you doing an amazing thing for the younger generation, this is encompassing everybody, and this is the kind of thing. Obviously, you have spoken to people who have bought your cattle before and who would be interested in it. This will give a nice, I assume, Brett, people who in the past haven't shown cattle a chance to throw their hat in the ring and have a go. And you've supplied, there's obviously, you've got a group of fitters that will all be able to work in, but this gives people an opportunity who have said in the past, oh, well, I haven't really ever, I breed a few bulls for my operation, but you know what, we're going to give this a go ourselves and really have a crack at trying to see if we can get the biscuits. It is very much like a futurity or a big prize camp draft. You know, Tamworth run that from that sale camp draft where you know, if you purchase out of there, you can go in this camp draft. It's very similar, the kind of theory to it, just in revolving around livestock now.
Absolutely, Ben. And the other thing, I guess, I'm wanting to make the event all about the exhibitors. So if for every exhibitor that's there, whether they're selling, you know, two or three bulls a year, or they're selling 200 bulls a year, or wherever they sit within the industry, if they're there exhibiting cattle, we want to showcase them and make those couple of days all about them and feel good about their investment in Brahman cattle and feel as though that they're part of the industry and that they have a future there, and that so it's all about showcasing them and letting them do their pitch on where they sit within the Brahman breed, and opening up opportunities for them to do trade and do business over those couple of days. And we hope to have a lot of, you know, a lot of international visitors, and events like these around the world, whether they're this event or, you know, Houston Livestock Show, they open doors for people and open people make face-to-face relationships and contacts that can be long-lasting. And I can't overstate value of these types of events in just generating business and generating camaraderie and contacts amongst people within a common industry.
Such a proud industry. It's on the eve of, obviously, we're a year and a half away, the 23rd and almost 2 years, 23rd and 24th of August, and it's on the eve of, obviously, the spring bull season. So, you know, it's right at the beginning. So a lot of people, obviously, will be able to work in their programs. Obviously, there's going to be some inquiry. How do people, and there'll be more details coming out, Brett, and obviously people have been sent this and they're aware of this, but for people listening to it for the first time, if they've got questions, is there a place, can they give you a call to talk to you about it? What's the process there?
Yeah, absolutely. They can call me any time, or they can visit our website and look at our Facebook page and basically follow us along there. And the program preview has been released. And as we get closer to the event, there'll be more details released. But I guess we released this program now just in time to get people thinking about it and get them eyeing off those calves that are about to be born or have been born, and getting excited about getting some cattle broken in. The other thing I'd like to mention too is this all wouldn't be possible without the very, very generous support of our sponsors. We've got 12 very forward-thinking sponsors that have really stepped up and been extraordinarily generous with their with support for this event, and I'm eternally grateful to them really, really value their support.
It's a big thing, isn't it? It's a big thing, and I mean, you talk about some of those sponsors, and I hope you don't mind if I name them. But
sure,
you know, JD Hutchins. You've got GT Inverter Genetic Technologies, Ringers and Western, Advance, Rockhampton, Northwire, Feed Pro, Reese and Sydney Jones Solicitors, Rocky Repo, Milne Brothers, Tropical Cattle, Queensland Rural McCafferty's, Tim McCaffrey, like phenomenal people who have backed it. And to be fair, Brett, they've been with you for a long time. So the loyalty goes both ways, mate.